G'day there, magazine-style footy gospelers. Dave Brown here with your SANFL wrap. More South Australian than popping down from the office for a cup of coffee and running across an AFLW Premiership player working on the local council's works crew. That happened to me this week. Three games of men's SANFL on the weekend in the completion of round 10. All three happily on a comparatively sunny Saturday afternoon. Starting down at the Bay, in the putative match of the weekend, Glenelg hosted Woodville West Torrens. I tipped the Tigers to upset the Eagles here, and halfway through the third quarter, I could be forgiven for shining my fingernails on the collar of my imaginary jacket. A missed shot from Terry Miller 20 minutes in put Glenelg 20 points up, with all the momentum. Snook and Jonty Scharenberg getting the ball at will. What then followed, however, was an eagle lunch, as Woodville West Torrens kicked the next seven goals, the ball barely leaving their forward line over the next quarter. And it was only a very late Terry Miller goal that added any level of respectability to Glenelg's effort, as the ladder leaders won 12-9-81 to 9-7-61. For the Eagles, as usual, it was a real team effort from their engine room. Chris Hall with 25 touches and 3 goals, while Scott Lewis had 24 touches and 9 tackles. Senor punted the ball into 50 9 times. Then, up Elizabeth Way, as predicted, the Crows reserves made pretty light work of a disappointing Central District, 16-5-101 to 9-11-65. The Crows took control early with a 6-goal-to-1 first quarter and held it for the remainder. Scott Thompson, David McKay, Paul Seedsman, Riley Knight and Tom Duday all did themselves no disservice as the baying for fresh blood at the AFL level continues. Far out, people, get a grip. As per usual, with Central's Trav Schiller and Nick Holman got heaps of it, but were carrying too many passengers, particularly up forward given the Dogs had 12 more inside 50s. Then finally at Richmond, hallelujah, Westies got a win on the same day that Coburg got their first win for the season in the VFL. A scoreline, despite being the indicator, really not being a fair one as they dominated North Adelaide, 15-13-103 to 13-5-83. Chris Schmidt marshalled his troops well, with 32 touches, and he was supported by a much more even spread of contributors, unlike North Adelaide, who really struggled for anyone to have an impact. 4 goals to Keenan Ramsey for the Roosters. Well done, Bloods. No surprises in the ladder after the completion of this round. The Eagles sit atop, now 2 games clear of Port Adelaide, who have Nord, Sturt, Glenelg and Adelaide breathing down their necks, 1 game behind. South in 7th is the only other serious finals contender, 1 game further back, while Central's North and West are holding up the ladder. Someone's got to. With 7 teams in contention, it would be less than bad if the 2 AFL reserve sides dropped off the pace in the second half of the season, to be honest. This weekend, joy be unconfined. We have 5 glorious matches of SANFL footy. 4 games at 2:10pm on Saturday, including Glenelg visiting Central District, the Bays for mine, although Central's midfield could give them the edge here. Also, the Eagles host Port Reserves at Woodville Oval. Depending on injury lists, the Power Reserves should win that one. Over at Prospect, the Roosters host South Adelaide. The Panthers here, but I would not be at all surprised to see an upset. And over at Peter Motley Oval, the Crows reserves play Sturt. The Double Blues should win. And then on Sunday, Norwood receive a visit from West Adelaide. The Bloods' winning streak should end at 1. Adelaide footy women's Div 1 also continued on the weekend, with 1 interesting and 2 not-so-interesting contests. West Adelaide 16-9-105 thrashed poor old Modbury 1-goal-2-8. York Peninsula's Chelsea Bedell given best on ground for a 6-goal effort. In the close game, Salisbury 5-4-34 got the better of Morfettville Park 2-4-16. Originally from Golden Grove, Shay Gundlach was the best for Salisbury in what is a huge win for the club. They wouldn't have had too many against Morfettville Park. In the other game, Adelaide Uni continued their pleasant stroll through the competition, clobbering Port Adelaide 18-8-116 to 0-4-4. Another Norwood Premiership player and former W League player, Christy Harvey, was best on for the Blacks. that's it for this week. I had a good opportunity to go down to the State Library and visit the SA Footy History Exhibition that they've got on there, one for the SANFL and one more focused on local footy. It's really fantastic. There's some amazing things they've got in their collection there. And if you happen to be in Adelaide town, I'd very much recommend going down and checking it out. It's free and all. So there you go. Enjoy your footy or something. Catch you later.